This is the Texas Standard.
Over the last couple of weeks, you've probably heard about the devastating earthquakes that have been hitting the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. The island is a place that's sort of magical for its beauty.
A land of sandy beaches, palm trees, and clear, sparkling water.
This promotional video from 1962 describes its history, biodiversity, and even its architecture.
Small towns, and churches, and people, many people.
That was then. This is now. After years of recession, a debt crisis, and hurricanes Maria and Irma, an exodus of Puerto Ricans to places like Texas has left the U.S. territory at a 40-year population low. And as the Texas Standard's own Joy Diaz reports, the recent earthquakes are giving folks yet another reason to say goodbye.
So, who's still in Puerto Rico? Since the middle class is leaving, those remaining are those who can't literally move. One of them is my elderly aunt. She's 83.
Hello.
Janet, soy Joy.
Oh, hola, también.
Sí, estoy bien. ¿Cómo estás tú?
Her daughter, Janet Garay, my 53-year-old cousin, picks up the phone. Auntie's not there, so I speak to Janet. I asked her why they weren't leaving like everybody else. My cousin responds, it's not an easy choice. It's really difficult. It's physically difficult for her to move. Her leg, you know, she's 83 years old. Her legs are frail. It's really hard for her to leave. Like my aunt, a lot of people who live in Puerto Rico are up in years. In fact, Jens Manuel Krogstad, an expert in population trends with the Pew Research Center, says that while other groups in the island shrunk over the last 10 years, the number of elderly people there is on the rise.
So in 2018, about 1 in 5 people in Puerto Rico were 65 years or older.
Many of them are sick. That's why they can't leave. Many are poor, says Krogstad, and migrating costs money. My aunt is staying put for other reasons, too. She's surrounded by friends and family. Her kids, grandkids, and even great-grandkids are still in Puerto Rico. She lives on the top of a lush, green mountain that has not been affected by the quakes. She loves her land and feels like she's too old to start over. One reason families with children are leaving is because many school structures have been affected by the recent quakes. In fact, one elementary school just collapsed. But people with money are still in the island. Willy Florenciani owns a cafe in the northwestern tip of the island. He says before people leave Puerto Rico, they often come and say goodbye, and they grab one last cappuccino or one last special latte.
Many of the people left because they were worried if the schools were sound. They were worried about their kids' safety. Many of them left because they wanted the kids to go to the school in the United States.
Florenciani understands. He has kids. What? He's staying. His family is financially stable, and he employs 20 people. He says they and their families depend financially on the cafe's success. But if the locals are leaving, for the cafe to survive, Florenciani says it desperately needs tourists.
My hope that people will not stop coming to the island. I really want tourism to bring people in to see how beautiful our island is and the things it has to offer.
Tourism remained strong after Hurricanes Maria and Irma. More than 3 million people visited Puerto Rico in 2018. That's about the same number of people who are still in the island. But earthquakes are different. While cruise ships continued to come and airports remained open after the hurricanes, for the moment, the fear is that the earthquakes will trigger tsunamis. Tourists, right now, are staying away. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.